بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب استحباب صوم الاثنين والخميس. This is the chapter on fasting on Mondays and Thursdays. It is sunnah for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to fast on Mondays and Thursdays. عن أبي قتادة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سئل عن صوم يوم الاثنين فقال ذلك يوم ولدت فيه ويوم بعثت أو أنزل علي فيه رواه مسلم. سيدنا أبو قتادة رضي الله تعالى عنه رئيس رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم was asked about fasting on Mondays. So he replied that that is the day in which I was born. ذَلِكَ يَوْمْ وُلِدْتُ فِيهِ. That is the day when I was born. And that is the day when I was made a Nabi. بُعِثْتُ. I was sent as a Nabi. I was made a Nabi. أَوْ أُنزِلَ عَلِيَّ فِيهِ. Oh, revelation came down upon me. So when he came to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق. That is the time when Rasulullah SAW now was commissioned as a messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it was a Monday. So Rasulullah SAW replied in this hadith that that's the day when I was born, and the day when I became a Nabi, it was also on a Monday. Therefore Rasulullah SAW fasted on a Monday as a means of gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa Nabi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال تعرض الأعمال يوم الاثنين والخميس فأحب أن يعرض عملي وأنا صائم. رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن ورواه مسلم بغير ذكر الصوم. سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى says that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم mentions that our أعمال, our deeds are presented to Allah تعالى on a Monday and a Thursday. So of course Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is well aware of our a'mal. But specifically on a Monday and on a Thursday, our a'mal are raised and presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in one narration is mentioned that every person is forgiven besides those two people who have enmity for one another. Until they do not make amends and forgive one another, then they are not pardoned. So here when our a'mal are raised to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on a Monday and Thursday, therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, so I like that my actions be presented to Allah ta'ala whilst I am fasting. So fasting again is a very sacred deed, it's a very sacred act. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam desired that when his a'mal is lifted to Allah ta'ala, it must be in the condition when he is fasting. And because our a'mal are specifically presented to Allah ta'ala on a Monday and Thursday, therefore Rasulullah SAW used to fast on a Monday and Thursday. When Aisha رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يتحرى صوم الاثنين والخميس رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن. سيدنا Aisha رضي الله تعالى عنها narrates Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم used to anxiously wait to fast on Mondays and Thursdays. He would wait for a Monday and Thursday. In other words, he would anxiously wait and he'll make sure he fasts to the best of his ability to fast on a Monday and Thursday. So this is a very important sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, fasting on Monday and Thursday. MashaAllah, many brothers and sisters keep fast on Monday and Thursday. Allah give us the tawfiq also to be able to keep roza on a Monday and Thursday. Allah give us tawfiq. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanallah, Allahumma bihamdihi, mashaAllah, Allah, 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 Allah